Interfering with me trying to social engineer the cell phone company, so I haven't been getting a lot of good responses as I would like to. I did, however, there was one cell phone request that was for a T-Mobile line, and I used a little trick that I won't be discussing on the air to get the person's name.
So you got the return and everything?
Well, the guy wanted the address, too, and I haven't been able to get that yet.
Oh, I was going to say, where's my fucking cut?
I went ahead and gave him the name for free, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. There's my cut. My cut of nothing is nothing.
It's not really looking too good, Dakota. I'm telling you.
We got to pimp it out somewhere. I don't know. We got to make business cards or something, put up flyers in the neighborhood. Anyway. So, yeah, yep. This is fucking default radio, in case you haven't noticed. Where we just talk about fucking absolutely nothing. Yep. But actually, there is some new. There's some fucking good news. I like it. I think it's good news because this is a group of people that I fucking hate. I swear to God, I hate them, man. I want to kill each and every one of them with my bare hands. You know who I'm talking about, Lucky? If that's a no or a yes?
Lucky.
Oh, what the fuck, man? All right, everybody, we just lost fucking Lucky 225. He disappeared into the void or something. I don't know what the fuck just happened. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Kinda. All right,
well, what the fuck? God damn it, man.
Yeah, not only that, but there were stream problems I was having, I guess. I don't know. I guess my cable company's screwing me over right now, but we're streaming all right, fine.
What do you mean? What happened?
I lost some packet loss for a minute there.
What the fuck?
Shit was recorded okay, but our live stream's fucking up, but it's fine now.
It's fine now?
Yeah.
What the hell, man? Your live stream was fucking up?
Yeah, the cable packet lost or something. I don't know. My modem fucked. But we're fine. We only lost like a minute of a show.
Oh, what the hell, man?
The recording was fine, though, because I did it on the land line.
what the fuck, man? But now we lose Lucky. But whatever. I'm going to talk. Hey, Doug, you know who I fucking hate?
Who?
Telemarketers. We're just going to get right back into the show, man. Fucking Lucky can call back. We can't hear you, Lucky, if you're still here. But whatever. Hopefully, Doug, are you on AIM right now?
Yes, I am.
Well, fucking send that asshole and I am. Anyway, telemarketers. I fucking hate them. Do you?
I do, too.
I think everyone does. Do you know anybody who likes telemarketers? Do you know anybody who enjoys that call? Maybe some little old lady who nobody calls her?
Oh! You know, I really love your conference service.
Shut the fuck up. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just got a reorder.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, Packet 8 is that.
That's Packet 8.
No. That was not a Packet 8 thing. That was not a Packet 8.
Shut the fuck up. Let's just do the fucking show. Holy shit, man. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Well, you missed it, Lucky, but we were about to get into how much I hate telemarketers.
Oh.
Do you hate telemarketers?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I was just mentioning that probably the only people who like telemarketers are some 90-year-old ladies who never get any calls. They're just happy that the phone rings, that somebody wants to talk to them, and they probably just get ripped off. But anyway, there's some news in the past couple of days concerning telemarketers, telemarketing, and all that good stuff, calling your dumb ass at home. Now, telemarketers must pass a valid caller ID with their company name and their number when they fucking call you to sell you siding for your house or whatever the fuck they try to sell you nowadays. I don't even know because I just hang up on the fucks.
It has to
be a valid company name and a valid phone number at that company.
Yes, indeed. Not like when this telemarketing company was sending me a fucking phone number and I call it back and it's a goddamn reorder. You know what I'm saying? I have to scan in that area code in exchange to find their fucking number. Who else is going to do that besides me? Nobody. But anyway, let me fucking finish my cigarette right here. But yeah, we hate telemarketers. Now these fucks have to pass their name and number. Now, you know, it makes me think of some things here. Hold up.
Okay.
So now you say it, of course, has to be a valid company name and a valid number where they can be reached, correct?
Uh-huh.
So they're not going to get away with just sending me a fucking number that's a reorder anymore, huh?
Yeah, I guess not. I hope not.
We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. Just pisses me off, man.
I'm sure they'll just set up some voicemail or something, though.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a fake number. Don't, kids, don't fucking think that they're going to send you a number where you could call them up and actually get something done. They're going to probably spoof a number. It's going to be like an 800 that they want you to call you back on. And that's a spoof, of course, because 800 numbers don't get fucking passed on caller ID. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be some dumb thing. It's probably going to say, like, well, we're not able to take your call right now. Please leave a message. And someone within our organization will fucking promptly fucking disregard it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And then they'll probably take your ANI from when you call the 800 number and then put that on Morley.
So opt-divert. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, for the people listening, I know we've discussed this before, but just in case you don't know, if you want to call an 800 number, always, every fucking time, 1010-2880 and wait. And when you get the prompt, dial the 8. Do not ever call the fucking thing direct. If you have AT&T for your landline service, 00 and wait for the fucking prompt. If you have a cell phone, you could try. It doesn't work on all wireless phones, but you could give it a shot. You call your fucking operator on your wireless phone, and you ask for AT&T long distance. You might be able to make the call.
Or you might be able to have your wireless operator
make the 800 call. Yeah, exactly. Just do not call it direct. You want to call an 8? Don't fucking call it direct. They're taking your number. They're going to do something with it. They're going to sell it. They're going to keep it for themselves. They're going to call you back.
Okay. Did we just lose Decoder? I think we just lost Decoder. Oh, boy. I'm not sure if I'm the one that's lost or if Decoder's lost. Hello? Hello? Oh, God, there's all kinds of beeps. I don't even know if we're on the air. This is just great. This is the kind of show we do here, kids. This is the kind of setup we have around here. I got beeps going on. I don't know who's on. I don't know if we're even on the air anymore. What the hell is going on? Hello?
Dude, lucky. I got dropped, too. My cell phone dropped.
Oh, my God. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are. My recorder's still on the line, but, like, my cell phone was all beeped, and then I got cut off. Decoder's conference, man.
All right, I'm back. What the fuck?
Dude, I got cut off, too.
So what got cut off? The whole recording?
No, not the recorder, just my other line.
Are you sure that we're streaming? Is anybody testing this?
Yeah,
Can we get back into the show?
I see the meters, all right? Come on now. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's just hope the recorder doesn't get kicked off, too.
All right, you know what? It's time for a commercial break. Do we have the PlayStation commercials? Do we have those?
No, we don't. What do you want to play?
A commercial.
A commercial. Oh, man, we don't have any commercials, man.
Oh, well, fuck it. Let's just keep going. Anyway, where the hell did I leave off?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I had to try and hold up the conversation with myself. You and Doug got kicked off.
What the fuck, man? You know what? This is pissing me the fuck off. This conference service is fucking... What the fuck, man?
Conference della Dakota.
Yo, this is great radio.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I think it's the best.
What the fuck, man? It's all... What the fuck?
All right, so we were just getting done talking about, if you want to call an 800 number, opt-divert. All right.
Hey, opt-divert, let's fucking do it, because, you know, you don't want to fucking get into that shit.
Okay.
You don't want to get into a database. You don't want your number sitting there fucking... Motherfucker, man. It's killed the whole flow, man. I don't even know what to do. Lucky, do something. I'm just going to fucking sit here and fucking drink.
Do something?
Lucky, do something. You're like the clown.
Jesus Christ.
Entertain the people, Lucky. Do something.
Lucky, entertain the guests.
Am I going to have to be like the freaking Hobbit and, like, sing for these people? Or
Sing. We need Majestic.
I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to.
Well, you know, this gets me nervous now, man. Is this conference going to kill us all? Like, what's going to happen here?
Is it going to kill us all? Well, Lucky dropped, you dropped, and I dropped, so the next thing to drop is the actual thing that's recording the show.
But what do you want to do?
I don't know. Do you want to take a song break or something?
Yeah, you know what? It's time for an Atari Teenage Riot commercial break.
Are you serious? That song? Let me see if I have it still.
Yeah.
I should.
That's what it's time for.
Man.
I can find it.
Man, this is what we have to do, bro. This is fucking live radio. This is why we're never doing it live again. Everybody out there listening, fuck you, man. We're never taking calls. We're never doing this shit live again. We're going to record it on fucking Wednesday or Thursday, and then we're just going to stream.
It was more fun that way. It was more fun doing a recording.
Yeah, we're not doing it live anymore, but man.
We should have live once in a while, though.
Look what fucking happens, bro. We could have just, if we were recording, you know what we could have done? We could have just stopped the fucking show, and we could have done it over.
True, true.
We could have threw this out with all the other discarded episodes of Default Radio right in the garbage, right in the fucking trash. So, get that Atari Teenage Riot break, because that's an apt song, because deleting yourself doesn't remind people what they want to do with this fucking MP3 when they get a hold of it.
Oh, God.
The show's in Italian.
I got the song, actually.
All right, well, you know what we're going to do right now, though? We're going to get the fuck out of here. We're going to play that song for a little while. We're going to fucking refinish the show somewhere else, but not on this conference. This conference sucks, and we're not using it anymore. And we'll talk about it in a few minutes. So. You ready?
This is just a word for a sponsor.
Special word for a sponsor. Sorry, Teenage Riot. Stupid me, I found the new conference service, I thought it was kind of lead. Little did I know, the fucking thing doesn't work. So we moved, we're on a different fucking conference now, whatever, anyway. The fuck, man. I hate the phone.
Telephones and computers, you know. Ever since the advent of them, I think our life has been getting harder.
It's just, yeah, it's supposed to make it easier, but it makes it fucking harder. From now on, I'm going to do the show fucking from a walkie-talkie, because I'm just not using the fucking telephone anymore.
We're going to do ham radio?
Yeah, ham radio. Default ham radio.
It's going to be actual default radio.
That's exactly fucking right, man. Doug, are you still here? Are we good?
Yeah, I was just playing with the radio. Ah,
fucker. So did we lose anything? Did anything happen? We streamed the whole time? What's up?
We're live, baby. This is the show.
This is the show. Shut up. Stop using my words, man. Trying to use a catchphrase of mine. What the fuck?
We lost all of our listeners, though.
What happened?
We lost all of our listeners.
Did we?
Nah.
Okay. I was going to say. That'd be fucking pretty nice. I wouldn't feel bad.
No, we would not blame them.
Yeah, we would not. I would actually like that. You know, I'd be like, wow, at least they have fucking taste. But they're stuck around, so they're just a bunch of fucking morons. You hear that, motherfuckers? Anyway. Well, you know why? You know why they're morons? I still don't get any email. Nothing from nobody.
No email. Do we have any voicemails this week?
We have some voicemails. We're gonna play them later. We got some voicemails that we could play. We were away for a fucking month, so. That's why we have, like, 6 voicemails. But nobody cares, man. They don't care about this shit. I don't either.
We do have voicemail, actually.
Yeah. I don't care about the show either. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. Whatever I was going to get into, that telemarketing thing was supposed to be, like, a 20-minute segment. But you know what? It's killed now. Whatever. Telemarketers have to pass their fucking caller ID and name now to you. Fuck them. Good.
Uh-oh, the cutter's pissed.
End of story. I don't even care. I don't even know what this show is about. I don't want to know. I thought that was important. I thought this telemarketer shit is important. It's important to me.
Well, I mean, it definitely is. But.
You know, fuck this shit. I'm just going to make the announcement right now. For anybody listening to Default Radio right now, whether you're listening to the live stream, whether you downloaded this is we're not doing it live anymore. That's it. I thought it was going to be a good idea. I thought it was cool. We do it live, you know, fucking, we just get out there and do it. But I forgot. Things fuck up.
You know, since this episode sucks so much, I think we should do a special episode.
Oh, we're going to do a special up, but fuck it. Don't even start talking about that.
Yeah. Here we are. Every show we try to get more and more professional, and it just seems
just
like
gets
we're
worse.
Getting...
We're going downhill, man. We're going fucking downhill. Whatever.
I mean, if we had stock, they would not have any value. You realize this.
I know. That's why we don't have stock. Well, you know what this is?
In other words, though, I hear AT&T stock is going up.
Yeah, what's the deal with them in singular? What's going on? You getting news or what?
Well, T-Mobile dropped out of the bids.
Yeah.
They dropped out. I believe there's some other phone company and Vodafone, some Japanese
company. Vodafone. They're big in Europe, Vodafone.
Yeah, and there's some Japanese cell phone company, too, that's on the bid list.
Mr. Sparkle. Never fucking rule them out. You never rule out Mr. Sparkle. They're fucking there. I'm serious, man. Mr. Sparkle, I think it's a subsidiary of, I can't think of the name of the company. It'll come to me. But you know who I'm talking about, Mr. Sparkle.
Yeah.
They make that dish detergent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
they're a subsidiary of Tamagotchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern. If you know who they are.
No.
You're not familiar with Tamagotchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern?
No.
Do you want to call Japan and see if they're familiar with them?
No, that's fine.
Well, that's what we're going to do right fucking now.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. You know where that's from, dude?
No.
That's from The Simpsons, man. You don't remember where Homer found, like, the box of detergent that was fucking had his face on it?
I remember the Mr. Sparkle shit.
Yeah, and on the commercial for Mr. Sparkle, where if you saw in the commercial, they showed the Japanese, they got the videotape. Remember they got the videotape in the mail? You don't remember that? And fucking, then it had the Mr. Sparkle commercial on there, and he was like, I am disrespectful to dirt. You don't remember that, bro? Well, at the end of the commercial, you know, it said, like, the name of the people who made it. That's Tamagotchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern. You want to call up and see if we can get their phone number?
Oh, I was trying to stay on topic, but...
The topic of what?
We're going downhill anyway.
What's the topic?
Well, I was going to talk about AT&T and how its stocks are going up.
That's fine. I don't think that's any fun. I think calling Japan and asking about Tamagotchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern and Mr. Sparkle dish detergent is more fun, but whatever. You do what you got to do with the stocks. Talk about it.
You got to sacrifice fun and professionalism, I guess.
You got to. No, it's the other way around, bro.
What it comes down to.
Fine. We'll call Japan a little later. All right?
All right.
Everybody,
all right.
Just so, you know, people could get ready for that. They can get their fucking, they can get their the whole family around the radio, around the computer, and hear us call fucking Japan.
All right. Well,
Mr. Sparkle is disrespectful to dirt.
Yes, he is.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
So, yeah, AT&T, stocks, fucking Singular, T-Mobile, fucking Vodafone, some Japanese company.
Yeah, yeah. Singular is offering to buy out AT&T at $11 a share. Unfortunately, that might not be possible since they closed out at $11.03.
Well, that's it, man. That 3 cents is fucking going to kill it.
Oh, yeah. You got to, you know, depending on how many shares AT&T has.
Well, no shit.
And they got quite a lot, let me tell you. But it seems that their prices are going up and up while that deadline is approaching. February 13th is the bid deadline.
That's it. It's only 2 weeks, man. 2 fucking weeks, baby.
But I think Singular is going to win it.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking. My money right now is on Singular.
Yeah, so is mine.
My money's on Singular. I hate Singular, but, you know.
Yeah.
They got that rollover minute thing. That's pretty cool. I mean, you sacrifice good service and stuff and competent technical support for rollover minutes. So fucking we're all good in the hood, baby. Good in the fucking hood. Who's yelling in the background? Hold up. Whose house is that?
Sorry about that.
Fucker, man. What are you getting yelled at?
No, it's a radio.
Tell them you're live on the air. What the fuck?
What the hell are you doing listening to the radio when we're on the radio?
No, not a fucking FM radio, bro.
Yeah, what are you doing listening to the radio?
Fucker.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, you want to call Japan now or what? Let's call Japan.
Well, is that we're done talking about fucking AT&T? Fine, AT&T Wireless, yeah, it's going to be Singular. So everybody fucking get your rollover minutes. All right. Yeah, let's call Japan. Hold on a second. Let me get Japan on the line. Now, what... Is it tomorrow? Doug, you're familiar with The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
Is it Tamarabuchi or Tamarabushi?
I don't know.
It's going to have to be Tamarabuchi for me. Well, let's hold on. Let's see if we can get him on.
I'm disrespectful to dirt. The hell are you laughing about, Doug?
I don't know. Like, you're a very weird person, that's all.
Think I'm not.
We should be getting Japan on the line here.
Like he was talking shit about you in the line.
Good. I love that ring.
Wooshy, wooshy.
Shut up. I'm listening to the ring. Fuck you. The hell.
Konnichiwa.
Shut up, bro.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Please hold the line.
I will. Hey, how's it going, beautiful? This is Decoder from Default Radio, and I need to do a directory assistance information lookup. Is that possible? Yes, in Japan. I have the name of the company. I'm not quite sure of the address, but I know it's in Tokyo. The company's name is Tamarabuchi. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Tamarabuchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern. They I don't know, they make Mr. Sparkle dish detergent.
Sorry, could you spare the company's name?
Okay, Tamarabuchi. I'm not sure how it's pronounced though. Tamarabuchi, I think, or SHI, and then heavy, HEAVY, and then manufacturing, MANUFACTURING, concern, CONCERN, Tamarabuchi Heavy Manufacturing Concern. In Tokyo, they make Mr. Sparkle dish detergent.
What kind of a company?
Well, they are a consolidation of many companies, but they mainly deal with making Mr. Sparkle's dish detergent because Mr. Sparkle is disrespectful to dirt, just to let you know.
Making what?
Oh, they make Mr. Sparkle dish detergent. And Mr. Sparkle. Hello. What was that? Hello.
Mr. Sparkle.
Oh, no! Mr. Sparkle has invaded my telephone. He is disrespectful to not only Dirk, but he is also disrespectful to me. Oh, you can't? Well, I love you anyway, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, beautiful? Bye. Fucker.
What?
What the fuck did you do that for, bro? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
I couldn't hold it back anymore.
Dude, man, what the fuck? I wanted to see if there actually existed such a company.
Well, she said she couldn't find it.
No, she said she couldn't fucking help you anymore, bro.
Oh, buddy.
You're pissing off people that fucking all over the world. Fucker. What the hell, man?
Oh, boy. Hold on. Wait till I can breathe again, please.
Fucker. Doug, you still there? Are we still recording this?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, whatever. I wanted to see if there actually existed a company, Tamara Bucci Heavy Manufacturing Concern, but apparently Lucky just forgot that we were doing a radio show.
Hey, I got a question. Nat yeah. wants to know if AT&T is buying Singular or Singular buying
AT&T. Other way around. Singular seems to be, right now, Singular is going to buy AT&T. It looks like it. It's not definite. But it looks like
yeah.
it. So thanks.
Now by February 13th.
Yeah, February 13th. So thanks, Natus, for joining in on the live show through AOL Instant Messenger.
He also made a note saying that Packet 8 stock went down from 5.47 to 0.97 this week.
To what?
3.97.
It went down from 5.47 to 3.97, huh?
Yeah, this week.
Wow, man. 3.97? Fuck.
Yep.
Damn, bro. People hate Packet 8. I hate to say it's probably due to default episode of 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 did him in, man.
Well, you know what? We never give anyone an answer what happened to Lucky after Packet 8 screwed up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? Doug, you just brought up a good point. Lucky.
Yeah.
You know, on many moons ago, on episode 2.5, we were really pissed off at Packet 8. We decided to do a special app. The first of many.
Yep,
special apps, one of which is lost. I don't know if Doug is ever going to get on the ball with episode 6.9. That seems to be missing in action. But anyway, so we talked a lot of shit about Packet 8. In case anybody didn't hear that episode, what happened was Packet 8, voice over IP service, they advertise unlimited calling. And, you know, it wasn't unlimited. Lucky used 2,400-plus minutes 1 month, and they decided to up his fucking they make him a business account, more money, less minutes, a whole lot of bullshit. So we went on a big fucking hour-and-a-half-long rant about Packet 8. Now, you still use Packet 8, right, Lucky?
Yes, I do.
And you haven't paid a dime for it yet, have you?
I can neither confirm nor deny that I have paid or not paid for the 2 previous months.
So then that means that Lucky hasn't even paid for his fucking service for the past 2 months. Even though he cannot confirm nor deny it. But
yeah, and I can neither confirm nor deny that the credit card they have on my account is a PayPal account with a $0 balance.
So it's possible what you're saying is that the credit card doesn't have any money on it, that it's theoretically possible that you haven't paid, and it's also theoretically possible that you still are using Packet 8, hence you being right here right now.
Well, yes, of course. I have not I have seen two denial charges from Santa Clara 8x8 on my PayPal account. I am unsure of which credit card is on my account right now. If it's my PayPal one, I showed two denials on my PayPal account, but I have not received any notice from Packet 8 that my payment has not been paid.
Well, so they don't care.
Well, I'm going to make sure that my credit card, that it has my Wells Fargo credit card for this month to be paid. But unless I get a notice from Packet 8 saying that I haven't paid for the past 2 previous months, I will assume that they were paid.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you can always assume. I always assume a lot of things. But now let's get down. Let's talk minutes here. Let's talk unlimited. Did anything happen with that? Are you still using excessive minutes?
Yeah, actually, took me a couple calls because as Doug has found out by himself, since they don't have 24-hour customer care, it seems that they only come in the office for about an hour and hope that you don't call.
24-minute customer care.
Yeah. It seems they only come in the office for about an hour, and that's when they try to get
things done. Hey, it's still more than AT&T is today.
It's still what?
It's still more than AT&T today.
Yeah, that's true. It's still better than AT&T. Well, that's not saying much.
Yeah.
But anyway, continue on.
I'll get into AT&T in a second, too.
All right.
But, I called him up. I finally got a hold of a representative. I started bitching him out about the rep who had upgraded my account to Business Basic.
Yeah, and I love how an upgrade is more money, less minutes, upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The only way they notified me was by email. They did not get any actual personal contact with me. They didn't send me a letter, nor did they call me via the telephone. They just sent an email out saying that I've been upgraded. So I wouldn't even notice until this hit my credit card statement.
Yeah, exactly.
If I didn't check my email, or had I used some Hotmail account to set up the account.
Then you never check, yeah, which a lot of people do.
Yeah, so turns out I called up. They said they had been getting a lot of complaints about that. The representative was new, and actually her actions were illegal. Because it's called a bait and switch, basically, where they advertise you one thing, then once you get into the contract, they switch you.
It's a common thing. It's a common underhanded business practice. Packet 8, 8x8, whatever they're called, they thought they could fucking get away with it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. I let them have it. And from then on, my service has only been $19.95 a month. I've been using it for God knows how long. I've been using this thing forever, and I haven't got any bitching. They haven't tried to switch me again or anything. So they
were going to try to do something, and kind of backfired on them a little bit.
Yeah, so it's been all right.
They wanted more money from you, and they haven't gotten any money from you. Theoretically.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
All right. Fine, good. Okay. So, packet 8, fuck. AT&T, fuck them.
AT&T, now when you call them up, instead of giving you they still give you the same recordings, except a different person has recorded it. I guess the Stern recordings they had on before pissed off customers.
Yeah.
So a nice cheerful recording they felt would piss off customers more. maybe that wasn't their intentions, but it's what
happened. It's the result.
Oh, well, now they got a bitch on there who says, "We know you hate waiting on hold forever, but please be assured that we're trying our best to answer your call."
We know you hate waiting on hold forever, so we're just not going to take any calls. Bye.
Yeah, that's another message that they have on there, too, is we understand that you might be frustrated and apologize for any inconvenience, but unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond our control...
So it's beyond their control. Well, whose fucking control is it, then, if it's beyond their control? Who? Whose fault is it? It's not AT&T beyond our control. It's beyond our fucking control. But what the fuck? What does that mean, bro? It's not beyond their control.
Maybe it's singular control.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's just that lady who does the recording. Beyond her control.
Yeah, right.
I fucking
beyond
hate that.
Control.
Due to circumstances beyond our control. Don't fucking lie. It's well within your control. It's well within the spectrum of their control. Fuckers. I fucking hate AT&T. AT&T fucked over Doug. AT&T fucked over me. But you know what? They let us fucking opt-divert and send A&I fails on a fucking without talking to an operator. So, thanks AT&T.
They fucked over a lot of people. They fucked over my girlfriend. They almost fucked over me, but I got that taken care of.
Fuck AT&T, man.
I don't know. I'm getting real concerned about this, though, Decoder.
Well, it's beyond their control, so there's nothing that they can do.
Well, let me tell you. They were supposed to send me my $800 deposit.
Oh, they didn't?
I told you about how they reevaluated my credit. Well, here's the thing. That $800 deposit never carried over to my GSM account. Now, the, when I requested my $800 back and they did a credit check and everything, they said, all right, you were approved for no deposit for up to 5 phone lines. We're going to send your deposit back to you. Well, I get a letter in the mail saying my request cannot be completed because my account needs to be terminated for 60 days or more or show no balance on the account. I'm like, Well, turns out they're talking about my TDMA account because I upgraded from TDMA to GSM.
Yeah.
They think my TDMA account has been active for over a year, and they're waiting for me to get that other bill. So as soon as I get that bill, I'm just going to call them up and say, yeah, send me back my deposit. And they'll be like, okay. But it's not on my GSM account, so if I would have waited until the year like I'm supposed to, and then called them up and said, yeah, I need my $800 deposit, they'd say,
shit out of luck.
Yeah, we don't see one.
Exactly. They really didn't want to give up that $800, I don't think.
Yeah, right. Well, and then what happens if Singular buys them out and Singular doesn't show any deposit information?
Fuck all of them. I think that the whole point, like right now, I hate to be an asshole, but we got to just start ripping these people off.
God,
seriously,
I do not advocate any of Dakota's actions or.
We got to start ripping them, man. We got to start ripping them.
I can neither confirm nor deny if
you're
going to
rip off anybody.
if I share the same beliefs as Dakota.
Shut the fuck up, man. We're going to do that. When we get off of this fuck, when this show is over, we're just going to start fucking ripping off AT&T. I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but I'll plan something.
I don't know what this we is that you're referring to. Maybe it's you and Doug.
Hey, I'll freely admit it, man. This is the fucking underground, man. I don't fucking care. I'll just say it. I'm going to go do something illegal after I get off the phone.
God.
That's it. I'm saying it. I'm saying it flat out.
Yeah. The only illegal thing he's going to do is an underage girl.
That too.
Oh, boy. Anyways.
Fucker.
What else were we going to talk about on
this?
Well,
I wanted to talk, you know what really, really, and this is funny to me. This is what's amusing to me. The winter issue of 2600. It's not out yet, right?
It sure isn't, at least not to my knowledge.
It's not out yet. But there's a good chance that there's going to be your article about living your life without a Social Security number. That's going to be in there, correct?
Yeah, it should be in the winter issue.
Okay. Well, that's all well and good. Right? But I noticed that if you go to verizonfears.com/privacy.html? Is that the URL?
No. It's just /privacy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if you go to verizonfears.com/privacy, you can find that article about living your life without a Social Security number. It even mentions something about, like, you know, the article that appears in 2600. What fucking 2600? It's not out yet.
Well, I just put it up there for the people. Well, I figure more people get their information through the magazine and then visit my website. So I just know that people are going to see that article on the website.
Well, doesn't 2600 frown upon that sort of thing?
Well, yes, technically, but it's already been confirmed to me that it's going to be in that magazine.
Yeah, but that's not the point, whether it's going to be in there or not. It's the point that they want it in their magazine before it's anywhere else.
Decoder. The one that's going to appear in the magazine has inaccuracies. I'm trying to correct those inaccuracies.
Well, yeah, I guess. I'm just giving you shit. Because I know that I sent them something. I'm not sure whether it's going to appear in their magazine or not. But I've been holding off on releasing it because of that fact.
Okay. Look,
well, don't get me wrong. The day it hits newsstands.
I understand that they want new stuff in there, but
who would want to pay $5.50 when the article's on your website?
Decoder.
Yeah.
You know, you can we advocate this too at 2600 Magazine. You can walk into Barnes and Noble, pick up the magazine, sit down and have a freaking latte from the Starbucks that's
Wait,
in there.
Who's we? Now you're all of a sudden, do you make money off of 2600?
No, no, but I
well, then what the fuck?
I consider myself affiliated with them.
All right, fine.
Okay.
I'll give you that. You got an email. You're in every issue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, obviously, we do want the articles that appear in there. We want them to be new information that isn't released yet. Because the point is, if it's already out there on the web, yeah, why is someone going to want to read something that they've already read or that they can get for free? Okay, yeah, that's perfectly fine. But the other point is, the magazine is to get the information spread. It's another medium of media, okay?
Yep. I'm only giving you shit, man. Because you know what, in all honesty, pick up any issue of 2600, and 90% of the articles in there, you're not going to be able to find anywhere on the web.
Yeah.
So
I mean, and the other thing is, I mean, like I said, we don't care if you don't have the money. We don't want you to steal the magazine. Come on. If you want to contribute, yeah, go ahead. Pay the $5 for whatever.
But if you want, just read it and put it down.
But if you want, just read it in the Barnes & Nobles and then put it down for someone else to come.
I buy it simply because, you know, I'm a bum. I just buy it. I don't care.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I usually go in Barnes & Nobles because it usually is out at Barnes & Nobles before it comes in my mailbox.
Yeah,
so even though I have a lifetime subscription, I usually pay $5 anyways at Barnes & Noble just so I can have it in my hands before it hits my mailbox.
And then you get another one and you just use it for, like, for the kitty litter or whatever.
Oh, you know, I was planning on making a profit and signing them and selling on eBay.
God.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
No.
Coming soon, everybody. You're going to go on eBay. You're going to be like, autographed copy of 2600 by Lucky. They're going to be like, oh, by Emmanuel? No, by Lucky. You'd be like, who fucking cares?
Well, thank you for destroying my life, tree.
Autographed copies.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't sell myself out like that.
Yeah, you would. You liar.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
Just give me a moment to worry. Give me a freaking break.
I fucking would. Do that. I'd do it in a second.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Yep. Anyways, what were we talking about? I think you had a...
Oh, yeah, so the point of this whole fucking bullshit thing was, you know, I haven't read the article yet because I don't like reading your shit. I think it's garbage. But, But what I...
You just read to me, like, the first paragraph of that article, and you're going to tell me you didn't read it?
Yeah.
What the hell? You fucking liar.
Well, I didn't read the whole article. I just noticed that part. But anyway, I did want to ask. This article is about living your life without having to use your Social Security number. Because you're, I guess, a privacy advocate, Lucky, if nothing else.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you're a lot of things, but you're that, too.
Yeah.
So, I did want to know. Maybe some other people wanted to know, but I wanted to know. I wanted to give you maybe like a little Q&A.
Okay.
Not to test you, just to get the information out there. I know you know your shit. So, for all the listeners who maybe want to be a little, you know, they want their life to be a little more secure and private, you know. First thing, of course, is get some sort of encryption. Encrypt your fucking instant messenger. Get encrypted email. You know, what's an encrypted email?
Hushmail, actually.
Hushmail, yeah. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine just sent me an email from Hushmail, and it gave me the bright idea to fucking go get one of those, which I'm about to fucking do in a little while. So, and shout-outs if you're listening, the dude who sent me the thing from Hushmail, you know who you are. I don't like to use fucking real names.
Hey, man, all encryption does is just some guy creates software to steal your conversations. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, shut the fuck up. Goddamn idiot.
Encrypt.com, man. That's just some guy intercepting your conversation now that you've told this shit.
Jesus Christ. All right, shut up, Doug.
Yeah, anyway, so living your life without a Social Security number. Now, one thing I've noticed, if you go to fucking alt.cellular.18, what is it?
ATTWS.
Yeah, alt.cellular.ATTWS. If you go to those fucking idiots, I don't know. Lucky went on there, just decided to make a post saying, hey, look, I got an AT&T phone with no social, blah, 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 look at me, world. Or whatever he did. I don't know what he did. And everybody there is giving him shit. They're like, you're a fucking liar. We don't believe you. You can't get a cell phone without a social. And they're pretty much just calling you a liar.
Yeah, pretty much.
But and you know, you posted all this stuff on your website, like, look, here's proof, here's my credit report with no SSN, here's this and that. And you know, they're still giving you shit. So let me ask you, Lucky. If I wanted to go out there and get myself a wireless phone with AT&T, because I hate them so much, I want to deal with them, how would I go about that? Because they're going to ask. They're going to say, well, you know, social, credit card, all this bullshit. What do you do?
All right. Well, most likely, especially if you go in a retail store, they're just going to tell you, no, it's not possible.
Yeah, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk into a retail store, and that's what they're going to tell me.
That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, if you don't want to give your social out, go with the AT&T Go phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, for you, because you're my friend, all I would have to do is either go in there with you or give you my cell phone number, and you could say, hey, why don't you pull up this cell phone account?
Yeah.
Tell me what the don't tell me what the social is, but just look and see if there is one.
Well, for all the listeners out there, tell them your cell phone number so they could all do that.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I mean, and obviously, you know, the rep is going to be like, I fear. But,
usually.
For those of you who don't have the convenience of a friendship with me.
Oh, wait.
You're so full of yourself. For those of you who don't have the convenience of knowing me.
What an asshole.
Yeah, right? Such a fucking ass.
I like being an arrogant fuck, all right? Now. As I was saying...
Can we just end the show instead?
All right, sorry. This is the Deepwater Radio.
Wait. No, all right, anyway.
Okay, all right. This is what I did. I went to one of those kiosks, like in the mall. Because
as opposed to what? The kiosks in the fucking park?
No, they got these little kiosks in the mall.
In the mall, yeah, like in the mall?
Yeah, like in the mall.
Not the kiosks at the fucking... Damn it, I can't think of anything witty.
Shut up, Decoder. Look, I went to one of these kiosks in the mall, okay?
Yeah.
And because these are like AT&T authorized dealers, okay? They're not the retail store. They make commission off every cell phone. In order for them to make money to survive, they need you to sign up.
Yeah, they got to do it.
Okay? They're thriving. They're hungry, okay?
They're ready.
They're ready. Okay, so this is what I did. I went in there with a copy of my credit report. I went in there with a copy of my my letter from Wells Fargo stating that there's no social security number on my credit card.
Okay.
Okay. And I told them, look, I'd like to sign up for a cell phone with AT&T. I think it's real great service. But here's the thing. I'm a privacy advocate. I don't give out my social security number. They go like, well, we got to do a credit check. I go, that's no problem. You know, what guy? I'm all, what credit bureau do you guys use? TransUnion? They're all, yeah, I think so. I'm all, well, here's my TransUnion credit report. You see any social security number on it? Well, get out of here. They're all like, you don't have one? Or I'm like, no, I just don't give it out. I'm all, I have credit. You can see right here, it's got my credit card reported and everything.
Yep.
And they go. So they go, all right, you know what, I'll try it. So they called up AT&T Activations, and they persuaded the guy to do a manual credit check, because when they do it on the computer screen and they enter all zeros, it's just going to tell them you have to call this 800 number to do a manual check.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now when they call up this 800 number, they'll get the guy to actually pull it from the credit bureau, and it'll show your report and everything and your credit. And then they'll either approve you, or if you don't have any credit, they'll ask for a deposit. Which earlier in the show, I was saying about how I put a deposit down. Now, don't let this discourage you. I was not required to put an $800 deposit down. At the time, I had no credit. Okay, Wells Fargo had, or TransUnion had deleted my Wells Fargo credit history because I was disputing something on there.
So you wouldn't normally have to put that deposit.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally have to put that deposit. You just have to, as long as they can run your credit and it comes back with all your credit reported, you won't have to put a deposit. You have to have a credit card for at least like probably 6 months in order to get no deposit. Okay.
Well, how do you get this credit card with no social?
Well, simple. It's pretty simple. You just walk into Wells Fargo. You sign up for a secured credit card, okay?
Okay.
You give them $300. Now, here's the thing. When you give them, you're gonna go to apply and everything. The banker is gonna pretty much try and insist that you put a social security number down.
And you're gonna say fuck you.
Yeah. Well, because he's gonna say like, well, we need it to run a credit check and everything. You tell him, look, I'm applying for a secured card. You don't need to run a credit check. I'm giving you $300 in cash. That's going to back up. It's going to be a $300 limit on your card is what's going to happen.
They got the $300 and everything's all good.
Yeah, everything's all good.
So it's as easy as that. You run into Wells Fargo, you say, look, secured card, here's $300, $300 limit. He's going to say, okay, you need a social. You're going to say, shove it up your fucking ass, buddy. And you're good to go, right?
Yeah. Let you convince the banker to give you that secured credit card. You're all good. And trust me, I've called up I think it's 888-WFB-APPLY or something like that. You can go on WellsFargo.com. It'll give you the 800 number. And I even asked them about it. I'm all, look, my friend wants to sign up for a secured card. I was wondering if he'd have to give a social security number, because what happens is they open up a non-interest-bearing account in your name to deposit. It's called a collateral account, okay?
Yeah.
And they open this collateral account in your name to put that money down. So I asked the guy, is this going to be a problem? Is my friend going to have to put a social security number down? Because for me, I signed up for an unsecured card and I got it right away because I had a bank account with them. Okay? I already had an account for 1 year, so they considered that credit. Now, so for the average Joe that's going to go out there and start trying to establish credit right now, you know, maybe someone that's listening that's 17, they're about to turn 18. You know, just walk into Wells Fargo, apply for the secured card. In fact, the guy told me over the phone, the only account that you can apply for without a social security number is a secured card, which is a load of bullshit since obviously my unsecured card doesn't have a social on it. So once you get the secured credit card, after about a year of paying it off, you know, you can't be late or anything. After about a year, they'll send you a notice in the mail saying that you can graduate to unsecured. Go ahead and sign that notice, and guess what? You now have an unsecured credit card that does not have a social security number on the account.
And now you're good to go. Now you fucking go to AT&T, a little kiosk in the mall or wherever you could find one.
Not just yet, because you have that card and it was a secured card, now you got to wait an additional 6 months. You know, 6 to 8 months.
Okay, so another 6 to 8 months on the while you have it unsecured.
Yeah, so it takes about 2 years to build your credit. Once your credit is built, now you can go into AT&T with your credit report and persuade the guy. You know, of course, AT&T is going to be bought out in 2 years, so maybe they'll be Singular.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Whoever.
Who knows? Whatever carrier.
That's right.
Just you know, and then persuade the guy to run your credit without a social, and there you go. You got yourself a cell phone.
Nice.
Okay.
Good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. Now you got a cell phone, you got an unsecured credit card without a social security number on it, and you got a credit report that doesn't have a social security number on it either. So you want to build your credit more? You know, now let's go to the car dealership. They're gonna ask for your social too. Nope. You don't have to give it to them either.
That's it.
You don't have to give your social security number to any creditor. The only creditor you'll have to give it to is if you go to apply for a mortgage loan for a house, because mortgage loans are tax deductible, and they send you out a 1099 at the end of the year. This is the only reason you will have to give your social security number out to any creditor is if you're signing up for a mortgage loan. It's taxable, okay? So that's the only time you're going to have to give it out. Other than that, renting an apartment, getting a car, getting a credit card, getting a cell phone, don't have to give out your social. And then, of course, utilities in the state of California, you don't have to give out your social, you know, and you're good to go.
And that's it. Private.
That's it.
Living life without your social. Sounds good. Everybody go to verizonfears.com/privacy. Click on the fucking first link, and there it is. There's the file for you to read. It'll be in 2600, but for now, just go and read it there.
And then, as you know, I think the only state right now that you can get a driver license in, unfortunately, is the state of Maryland.
Not Oregon anymore.
Yeah, yeah. The only state right now that you can get a driver license without giving your social security number is Maryland. However, there are a lot of states that will allow you to get identification cards without a social.
Which isn't as good as a nice driver's license.
Well, but, I mean, some would argue that, you know, you have the right to drive. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that, but...
Could always get into that another day.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what it's time
so
for?
Any more questions, Decoder?
No, that's it. That seems good. Doug, does it all sound clear to you, too?
Doug? Are we streaming?
Doug!
Beautiful.
Sorry. I don't want to waste cell phone minutes, that's all.
Never fuck. All right, Doug.
Hey, well, if Packet A would get their shit together and send me a phone, then...
Yeah. Fuck Packet A. We already said that a while ago. So you clear, Doug? We all good on the social?
Yeah. Anyone has any questions, just go ahead and give me an email. Tell me I'm full of shit, whatever.
Yeah.
I've been living this way for, what, a year and a half now, Decoder?
Yep. So people can talk the shit they want.
Oh, just get the AT&T GoPhone. If you're going to go for AT&T's crappy service, just go for the GoPhone. They don't even need
No. You don't even need the GoPhone, though. I mean, you're paying $10 more than you have to if you go with a GoPhone a month. If you think about that, that's $120 a year, Doug, that you're paying more than you have to.
It's worth it sometimes. I like the GoPhone. I'm a big proponent of the GoPhone.
Yeah, well, of course you can always go with the GoPhone, too. That's another alternative.
Well, I'm saying not even for that, not even for the without a social. I'm just saying to have a phone... That doesn't have to be able to, you know, there's it's not associated with you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a nice thing to have.
Use Packet A as your house phone, use GoPhone as your cell phone, and you're all set to go.
That's, well, you have to have a landline. I don't care what anybody says, if you don't have a landline, then, you know.
Well,
you don't need a landline.
You're going to be fucked without a landline every time. Right. You're going to always be bitching. I never bitch about my landline, ever. But you know what time it is right now, you know what it's time for.
You got a cell phone when you don't have a landline.
Shut the fuck up. It's time to play the voicemails, Doug.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, we're going to see who left us voicemails.
What's the number? Oh, yeah.
484.
What's the default number? I don't know.
Default? 484 default, yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to do that after we play the voicemail messages. I have a bunch of announcements for everyone. A bunch of announcements. That we should have done at the beginning of the show, but whatever. I don't have notes, so I forgot about them until now. Yeah, we have a lot of announcements, Lucky. A lot of shit has gone on in the past three fucking 4 weeks.
Oh, God, I got people IMing me and shit now, too.
What are they saying? Bullshit?
Wasn't able to tune in. How was the show? It's still going, baby.
We're doing it. Anyway.
You want
G.I. Joe. That's G.I. Joe right there.
The default radio voicemail box. Is a local call for me. Extremely local. When I first heard the number, it was like, wait a minute, 484 default. That's 484-333-2858. 484-333 just happens to be an NPANXX registered to Conestoga Wireless out of Reading, Pennsylvania. I wonder how they gained this box. Who cares? This is JMB from DTNN.net, Defensive Thinking News Network. Glad to hear you guys. Keep up the good show. Later.
Wow.
Cool.
Sounds cool.
To keep this message new and play the...
Hold on.
Yep. How are we going? Where's the...
1:55 p.m.
Okay, well, we're going to take that one.
All right. Any more?
Doug.
Yeah, Peter says you're trying to get hold.
Let's get that one, too.
Oh, what the hell, man? It was Tron, bro.
Dude, yeah. Put that one back on.
What the hell?
It's Manus. I'm posting episode 9 right now. I sent you guys a fucking email, so you better check that shit. And, yeah, did you guys actually do anything on episode 9, or just, like, talk back and forth at each other? Still pretty lead, though. But, yeah.
We love the criticism.
Yep.
To play your next...
Doug keeps muting himself.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
January 17,
3:44 p.m. Go ahead. Arby's sucks, too. Whack. Fuck Arby's.
Apparently, Natus isn't a fan of Arby's.
Your next message.
He doesn't like the roast beef sandwiches. It's a shame. Arby's is good stuff.
January 18th, 1:18 a.m.
Yo, streamer in Ohio, shouts from Ohio. I don't know. I think you should go with the numbers instead of dates because it's easier that way for us people. All right. Bye.
All right.
Which we are going to continue to do. We're going to use the numbering, episode number, not the dates.
Cessna, been listening to all your episodes. Episode 6.66 was crazy. Love the show, guys. Bye.
Got it? Anything else? What's going on?
Here. What the hell?
What the hell was that? I think Doug keeps muting himself. Maybe I should have called the voicemail.
No, the reason you can't do it is because every time you hit the button to
it, I can hit the button quick enough, anyway.
Well, yeah, well, the cell phone can, all right, so
yeah.
Lightning.
I should have called it. Anyway, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
All right. Well, we got some voicemail messages. That's good. Who was the first one from? What did the guy say his name was?
He said he was from Defensive Thinking News Network. Isn't that a Kevin Mitnick's thing or something?
I don't know.
Let me see. I think it's D.
He said DTNN.net.
Is that it? Hold on.
As a matter of fact, you know what?
Yeah, cool. It is. As a matter of fact, it is DTNN.net.
Okay, cool. DTNN.net. I don't recall if the guy said his name or not. It just was getting weirded out when he was, like, telling us it was local to him.
Yep.
You know what? To answer that guy's question, to tell you the truth, I don't know how we got this number. Somebody gave it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Somebody was like, hey, fucking...
You can neither confirm nor deny how you can
hold on me. 212-660-8741 or 206-333-2924. Talk to me with the time, day, and the bridge number to meet on. Okay.
All right, I don't know why Doug played that again, but that was Tron.
Because he told me to.
Shouts to Tron. I said Oh, God, anyway.
What were those phone numbers he was about now?
Those were his voicemails, apparently. Shout to Tron. Yep. Anyway. What were we saying? DTNN.net?
Yeah.
No, you don't need to edit out his voicemail numbers. They're just voicemail numbers. The fuck?
Huh?
Hey, you want to know my voicemail number? 206-984-FUCK. How about that?
Yeah. And then, of course, there's always mine, which is 909-590-0004.
There you go. Those are our voicemails. And we do have some announcements. Number one, CB Zone, gone. No more. Right, Doug?
Doug.
Right, Doug?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Whatever. I don't even know what's going on right now.
What the hell, man?
CB Zone, is it gone or not? What the hell?
Oh, I didn't even hear you. I was only around the voicemail.
Jerk. CB Zone is gone, correct?
Yeah, CB Zone's all
okay,
gone.
Okay, CB Zone is gone. Now, what were you saying to me before about the stream?
Well, you can, if you guys ever want to use it for your own personal NIST or whatever, you guys can, like, borrow the server for days and shit. You don't have to have CB Zone's name or anything. It's just, you know, it's a public server. It's public.
Yeah, right now it's the default stream server.
It's a default stream server, public access.
That's it. Anybody wants to use it, just contact us. Of course, me, decoder at oldschoolfreak.com. Lucky at lucky225 at 2600.com. And Doug, what's your email?
I don't know. cbzone5 at yahoo.com.
cbzone5 at yahoo.com. There you go. So, yeah, CB Zone is officially gone. The stream server, which is now known as the default stream server. Yep, just contact us. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
What the hell is going on here? Man. Doug. Can we hold up a conversation here and stop having the dead air?
I was going to have it all focused on you, actually.
Jesus Christ.
So, Lucky, how's the job hunting go?
I don't know. I haven't gotten any messages. I guess people don't want to hire me.
They don't like you, Lucky. All right, I'm back. What were other announcements? I had some other announcements to make.
I have no idea.
Shit.
You had something.
I forgot. Send us fucking email. How about that? That's what we want. That's what we want. Send us fucking email.
You had announcements, though. You had more.
I forgot, man.
Yeah, that email decoder at Old School Freak and Lucky at 2600. We don't have default CBZone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No more default at CBZone.org. The email is gone. CBZone is gone for now. It might come back with a different name. But for now, as of right now, it's not around anymore. So, yeah, something happened. We lost the emails that were previously in there. We lost a lot of shit. It's all good, though. We're back and in full effect.
Lucky225 at 2600.com.
Yeah. Everybody knows it already, bro. It's on the fucking website.
I'm advertising that gay-ass magazine.
What?
I've read in my life.
Shut the hell up.
Shut up, Doug.
They wouldn't take my text file, man. I don't know.
What was your text file on?
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Whatever. Anyway.
Which is bullshitting. I never write a text file. I should, though. I don't know what though.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay, never mind.
How to record a radio show.
Right.
How not to record a radio show, probably.
How to piss off the radio show host.
Yeah, how to do all that shit. All right, well, yeah. You know what, Doug?
Should I start playing music?
Yeah. Our closing music this week... And sticking with the plan that we've gone by, again, Ministry. And we're going to close this week with a song called NWO. And, of course, Dance for New World Order. So, Doug, you got any shout-outs?
Nah.
You never have any shout-outs, man. You don't give a shit about anybody, huh?
I'm not eating.
You're always giving out a shout-out to, like, Mountain Dew or some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not eating anything today, so...
No shout-outs? All right. Hey, Lucky.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my girlfriend. I'd like to give a shout out to Kevin and shut up, Doug. Kevin, Alex, and Darcy, obviously. Natus and Amethyst and see. Who else can I give shout out to?
I actually do have a shout out, but I'll wait.
No, you say a shout out now, damn it.
Okay, got a shout to PlayStation and Prism, actually.
Yeah, big shout to PlayStation. We have to talk to him. PlayStation, if anybody knows him, he's going to be doing something for the show. Hopefully it'll be in by next week. But PlayStation, yeah PlayStation's a fucking... he's the funniest guy I know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So that's it, Lucky. You done with your shout?
Yeah, I think I have, bro.
All right, well, as for me, my shout this week, go to my man Slip Mode. Of course. From the radio show In the Now, which you can go listen to at slipnet.org. So big shout to Slip Mode. I've been talking to him this fucking week. Fucking cool guy. That's it. Actually, Slip Mode wants to start up a con in Arizona, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very preliminary stages right now, but I think it sounds like a fucking good idea, and I've said it a million times. I've been looking for an excuse to get out to Arizona. I've never been there. I wanted to check it out, and I don't know if he's having a con there next year or whatever. This looks like a fucking perfect excuse to get there. So big shout to Slip Mode, and that's it. We're out of here, man.
The Fifth Hope also.
Obviously the Fifth Hope. Everybody knows about it. We're all going to be there, so fucking yeah. So yeah, that's it, man. We're fucking out of here. This show sucks, but you know what? We're not going to do it live anymore, so whatever. So, just let everyone know, you have just listened to Default Radio. You've wasted an hour and 20 minutes of your life, and
so you'll never get back.
You're never going to get it back, and you know what? We don't fucking care. Later.
And as always,
you know,
Everything.
Nothing's on default.
Everything.
Fuck it. Nothing.
Everything. It's always on default, just like the fucking conference we came on.
Yeah. That too. Fuck that. Later, everybody. Fuck you. We all hate you.